Grab your seat if you would. Is there a speaker in the house? Can you come forward? David Kavanaugh, Brett McFaul, speakers and experts, can you make your way up to the stage if you would? Jenny Armato, Mike Stewart, Armin Morin. Come forward, we're moving into the final moments. Eddie, can you give me sound on Love Adler? Okay, folks. Hey, Eddie, thank you very much. Thanks. Okay. Folks, I'll tell you what. As you no doubt have figured out by now, we really are here for you. We've given, delivered, we've shared incredible number of insights, techniques, strategies, tools, resources. You've made new contacts, friends. You've got a whole new life in front of you, I'll tell you. Now, this last session, you already know the story. You know what a panel session is. You know what we're here for. Nothing, as long as it's all about internet marketing, nothing's off limits. So we need a mic runner. Do we have a mic runner? Okay, good. Who would like to ask the first question? Got one right here. And again, remember, I'm keeping time, so succinct.
Can I ask the panel, is there a difference between internet marketing and internet PR, or are they the same thing?
I think it's more like a subdivision. I mean, internet marketing is, you know, basically the concept of just marketing in general on the internet. And PR is one aspect of internet marketing. And PR itself, I mean, in my opinion, you need to have it for your business in some way, shape, or form. Does that explain it? Would you?
Alan wants to, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember that internet marketing isn't about marketing internet products. It's about marketing a business or a product or a service, regardless of what it is using the internet. Because a lot of people think, yeah, internet marketing, I'm going to sell some Stephen Pearce products or whatever. But it's just, again, you know, we've covered it through the whole weekend. It's just a tool for marketing your business. So, yeah.
Anybody else have something to add? Okay. Next question is right back here on this side.
Hi. I'd just like to say I've really enjoyed it this weekend. It's been incredible. It's been life-changing. Thank you. I need some cash quick. can you guys recommend a way of making some quick cash on the net as soon as possible prior to you know, a further project?
I think that's the most dangerous question that's been asked this weekend. I think it's a terrible question, I've got to tell you. It's not good. But, you know, if you want to address it, Armin's presentation alone showed how to make some pretty quick cash and in pretty big quantities. And that would be my only answer to that. You were showing step by step, I think, how to do that.
Let me give you a quick idea, okay? Okay, here's how you make money. Fast. Real fast. Like 2 hours. Is that fast enough? Okay. Here's step by step. I'm going to make this real short, about 4 steps, I guess. Step one, you need a product, right? If you don't have how many people don't have a product? Here's how you get one. Go to just Gutenberg.org. Okay? Gutenberg.org, just like it sounds. Gutenberg. You go to Gutenberg.org. Gutenberg.org is public domain information. 15,000 books on public domain. Now there's a search box at the top of the page. Okay, the public domain information means people that have let their copyright expired or it possibly never had a copyright, period. But all these books, 15,000 of them, are public domain. So what you do is you now go in the search box. You pick a topic. Obviously, you want a topic that people are searching for right now that is somewhat popular. and you find a book on that topic. And here's what you do. This is the most technical, challenging part of the whole part presentation. When you click on, the actual book title, it says text. Click on the link that says text, and then highlight the whole thing. And then select copy. Then open up a Word document and hit paste. Okay? You now have a product. That's how quick you can make a product. Obviously, you want to take that product. And what I would also do is take that product and change the font just to make it look pretty, because it's going to look pretty cruddy. The next thing is this, is that once you do that, you need a sales letter, right? The best way to write a sales letter, in my opinion, is to read someone else's and use the format. Don't copy someone else's sales letter, but use their format of the sales letter. Why did they put this here? They have a headline. They have this. They have that. They have next thing. All the way down, they have, there's different segments. What do they put in that section? And now you put what you would write in that section pertaining to your product. Again, don't copy. Start from scratch. So now, the next thing is, after you got the sales letter, you need a payment processor. Go to clickbank.com, sign up for a ClickBank account. Within 48 hours, you can have a ClickBank account. If you want it faster, I don't know, you guess you could use PayPal just right off the bat immediately. But then what you can do, once you have all that done, you go to Google AdWords, and you set up an account and you start advertising underneath that. Like I said yesterday, underneath the topic when you advertise, bare minimum, you need 500 keywords in order to advertise any product on Google AdWords. If you don't have 500, you're just fooling yourself. Once you drive traffic to it, you say, okay, how many people that came to my website, how many people bought? That's your conversion rate. If 100 people came to your website and only one bought, you have a 1% conversion rate. So now you can change and tweak. And if you change the headline, now you say, okay, I have 100 people that came to my website. I have 2 people bought now. So now I have a 2%. If I change the headline and I only get a 0.5% conversion rate, then I need to change it back to the headline that I had previously. Either I make more money or did I make less money? And you keep tweaking your website like that. That's it. That's how fast you can make a product online. So all you have to do is just follow steps. And I think Stephen's got something to say.
To add to that, before I answer that question, I answer the question as far as internet marketing and PR. Internet marketing is a universe, just like offline marketing is a universe. And within that universe are multiple channels to deliver your message through. And PR is only one of those channels. And then you have all these other additional channels. Does that make sense? Now, as far as the question on quick cash, I think it's an emotional and mental trap. There's really no such thing, per se. To me, if you have nothing, the way to get quick cash is a loan, the lottery, or a robbery, right? I mean, otherwise, but think about it. People run through their lives talking about they need this quick cash day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, but they don't become homeless. But what they do is they squander the opportunities because they're always looking at the problems. The problem is commanding their attention to try to get fixed. And think about it. When you fix your problems, you're just back at zero. So you need to become opportunity focused, because one opportunity can completely change your life. When you have this mentality of quick cash because I got to fix this problem, then through your life, you have this internal strategy of playing not to lose, when you should be focused and driven playing to win. You understand what I mean? When you sit up here and I need quick cash, you don't pay attention to these long-term opportunities. A year later, you're still singing the same tune that you need quick cash. Nothing has really changed. You're not homeless, but yet you aborted every opportunity you had that could have established something that maybe while you were building it for 3 or 6 months, no real cash came in. But about that 12-month mark, you could be having some steady cash coming in. But you have this mentality that you want this quick cash. Get off of it. Seriously. Nobody wants to lace your pockets with quick cash because you have a problem. Your problem is, frankly, your problem. But you need to develop a solid strategy to get out of it. And one way to get out of it is to lose this mentality that I need a quick fix. There's no pill you can pop in the microwave and, bam, quick cash. It ain't going to happen. You know, people that run businesses and you see the kind of results we get is because we established something. It wasn't quick cash in the beginning. You've established something that now will last you, allow you to have this mechanism in place that you can send an email out and wham up. There's quick cash. Does that make sense? So you need to step back and say, you know, you can look at your situation realistically and be like, you know what, I have all these problems, but what is the opportunity in those problems? Let's become opportunity focused and let's stop playing not to lose and start to focus on playing to win and put together the strategies and put together a 6 to 12 month plan. Just like, listen, you know what, at the 12 month mark, I need to have at least this going on and stop panicking and always having this sense of urgency. Every second, I need quick cash. You really don't. You really don't need cash as quick as you really are making yourself to feel as if you need the quick cash, because you're looking at this thing and you're perceiving it in this certain way. You're just trapping yourself and you're only killing your own self. You shouldn't do that. You should change your perception, change your mentality, and look to build something.
I was going to say that. I was going to say what Stephen said.
Obviously, you know that I advocate building asset-based businesses. Who here's got stuff lying around the home that they don't really need? Who's heard of eBay? Who's heard of becoming unemotionally connected to things, clutter in their lives that don't matter anymore? New opportunity, new direction, time to clean out the old, put some cash in your pocket, but never ever lose sight of what really matters.
You know, also, just one more thing. Usually when you say, I've been in situations where I've said, I need quick cash. And at that point, usually when I make that statement, it's already too late. I mean, think about it. We already got in the situation. So again, you know, going with, you know, what everybody else said, you need to start focusing on what it is that you want to do and actually build something solid for the future.
Yeah, and I was going to tell you how to make some quick cash, but after Stephen, I'm afraid to. No, but realistically, and of course, quick cash is always a definition. Did Steiner make any quick cash this weekend? He did it how? He used somebody's list. In other words, if you've got something that somebody would want, it's like Stephen said, send out an email, bam, quick cash. How long does it take to start getting orders back after sending out an email, guys?
3 minutes.
Case proven. Next question, over here.
Hi. Another way to make quick cash is that single hubcaps sell for £15 on eBay. So just pick them up when you see them at the side of the road. I do have a question as well, thank you. Right, in August, when I'm a millionaire, how am I going to cope with all the absolute tons of emails that I'm going to get? Because I'm not going to have time to answer them all. How do you guys cope?
The one thing you should always have, first of all, on your email box is I recommend a service called Spam Arrest. And just like it sounds, spamarrest.com. What it does is it filters out, it's called the challenge response system, meaning that anybody that, if they have to, when it comes in, it's going to send you back, if I send an email to Steven, right, and I'm going to get a response back from his Spam Arrest account saying, I'm protecting myself from spam, click here to verify yourself. And what that will do is that forces a real person to actually verify themselves. If it's just a bunch of spam, they'll never verify it. So that mailbox will just fill up. You know, I get, I personally, on my personal account, which very few people actually know, I get 3,000 emails a day. That's my personal account. And, you know.
But how do you actually deal with those? Because you've, these are presumably are affiliates of yours.
No, that's another situation. What you need is you need some kind of customer service solution where your emails can't get lost. Initially, you will be answering your email probably just by email, going back and forth, respond. But you also want to learn how to categorize your email box, first of all. Whether you use Outlook Express, or whatever, you need to create folders and you need to create message rules. And what it does is that, for example, if I receive, Ted has his own folder in my email box. When I get an email from Ted, it goes into, boom, Ted Siuba folder. When I get an email from Stephen, it goes into the Stephen Pierce folder. And then I delete it. But I have all these folders, and this is just personally, and business as well too. We have different things from to different email accounts from affiliates, different email accounts for different products, and everything else. And so that's how we categorize the email coming in, so we know how to respond to them. Now, there's a much better solution. My biggest issue is that I don't try to get people to respond via email. When I respond to someone, I want them to go to my customer service center. Now, my customer service center, I use a system called Kayako, K-A-Y-A-K-O. I've spent a lot of money researching all these different services on customer service. I know Steven uses it, I use it, and probably there's a few other people here that use it as well, too. And for $20 a month, I believe, you can get started with it. It's $19.95, I believe it is. And what it is, it's a customer service ticket solution. Now, the biggest question when people send in a customer service ticket is, did you get it? Did you get the email? Well, this lets them know that they received an email because it sends them back an automatic response and says, here's your email and this is your ticket number. So this puts them in a queue. Now, when it comes into the system, under which product, if you have multiple products, it will put them into the different product folders, and now you can go back and respond to each one individually, and that's it.
But does that not take all day?
No. If your product is good and your documentation is good, for example, if you're marketing an ebook, chances are you will probably never get a customer service response. And if you do, you don't want that particular customer anyway, because they just have to double click and open it up and read. And if that's about as much customer service you possibly should have on an ebook. But now, when you get into things, more complicated issues, I have my products, for example, are all software products, so that's more complicated issues because we're dealing with computer systems and all this other stuff. But ultimately, I have 15 products, and we have tens of thousands of customers worldwide. I get 10 customer service issues on average per day. The reason is because you give tutorials, manuals, PDF files, anything that you possibly can to train them. That's the preparation before you sell the product. That will cut down your customer service greatly. Video is by far the best thing for customer service, because what you can do is if you give people videos and tutorials on how to use what you have, even something as simple as an ebook, literally showing them to double click the PDF icon in order to open up the book, you will save yourself loads and loads and loads of time.
I was going to say to you a second ago, too, I use spam arrest, and I've got a folder with Armin that just gets deleted as well. But Kayako is very good. They've got a hosted solution, and you can also host on your own server. So there's two ways to go there. There's another one called instahelp.biz, which you can put a little code onto your web page, and every time someone comes to your web page, if they've got a problem, and I don't mind doing it, just depends on what you want to do, they can page you if you're online, but I turn it on or off. And also, since I'm doing coaching for a long time online with different people now, I found, which some of the ladies were talking when we went outside yesterday, if I do videos, like Armin said, and send them to them on a regular basis, a lot of people are very visual, and they can just go click and point. And also, I said to some of the people on my teleclasses, because of the fact you get a few extra emails and sometimes you can't answer it, how about I have an extra teleclass or something like that where I just go and answer everyone's questions? And I found an MP3, like turn it into a sound file, so even if they don't get on the call, they can download it. So what I'm doing an extra call now each week just for questions and answers that I get on an email. And I just do a one-hour thing where, okay, I had Paul talking about this, so-and-so, as long as, of course, it's not a personal issue. But if it's something that the group will learn and it helps everyone, and then I might go and make a couple of videos. But that's just my little bit.
What I'm hearing there from a coaching perspective is a fear of success, because what's coming up for you, you're thinking, I really want to make a million, but how will I cope with my email? Now, I'm not laughing, because this is really serious. It's what's called an anti-goal, and if you have a goal to become a millionaire, there's going to be all sorts of anti-goals lurking about under the surface, and you need to bring them out. Every time you have a thought like that, write it down and work out how you'll address it. Because do you think, okay, we've been talking about a lot about automation and everything, and I really agree with all that stuff, but if you've got that much money, you can hire some help. You can get a team around you. You don't have to answer all your own emails except for the personal stuff. But that's, you know, really important to pick up on those negative thoughts because they will hold you back. So get them out, write them down, think, okay, that's the anti-goal, what was the goal? And then just work through that process and it will help you enormously.
Okay, we need to move on.
Real quick, one thing, for one, I would prefer to look at it as enjoying success instead of coping with success.
Okay.
Wouldn't you agree, enjoying success? You should look, especially since there's a lot of beginners in here, you should be looking to make your business scalable and not transferable. Meaning, if you wait, because you're creating your future, so you should be anticipating certain levels of success. So like one of the systems that we use, it can be used if only one person needs assistance. So that's scalable. So the more and more people that need the assistance, you can use the same system. But if you use the system that's rather limited or manual, and you have to do this huge transfer to a different system, it can cost you a lot of time, it can cost you a lot of money, it can cost you a lot of pain, and a lot of different bad things can happen in between. Just like collecting names and email addresses, you may be very limited, and now you want to start collecting physical addresses. Well, your current setup doesn't allow for that, so what do you have to do? You have to do this huge transfer, more time, more money, and it could cost you a lot of pain. So one thing you want to do is make sure you set your business up in the beginning, anticipating success, and make it scalable. And another thing that I just want to throw in real quick is that you don't want to fall into this trap of trying to play it safe. In American football, and I have to use this as an example, there's a defense called the prevent defense. And this is designed for when a team gets a lead, they try to prevent the other team from scoring instead of remaining aggressive to continue to score themselves. Many people, when they haven't experienced a large level of success and they start to get money, they tend to back off and try to play it safe because they don't want to lose anything. You need to continue to use the plan that you're using and build on that to keep on driving success instead of falling into a mental trap to try to protect the money that you have in your bank account, and then you start to lose that progress because now you're scared to do anything because you become hypnotized by the amount of money that you've collected. Does that make sense? Okay.
Good stuff. Got one right here.
Well, hi, I'm Maria. And I just have something to add to that that might be a solution for you to start with. And this is for people who have the sort of website where they do need to perhaps have some support on there. And I know this is used on Autopilot Riches as well. Is that as people do start asking you questions, if you keep a note of those questions and put them on an FAQ page, and then you can build up that page. And then when they send an email to support@your site or question@your site, they automatically get a bounce back saying, have you checked on this page first to see if your question's answered? And I know that Autopilot Riches do that too.
Thank you very much. That one right here.
Hi guys. Thank you very much for a fantastic weekend, I must say. My question is sort of generic, and the question is this. How are you guys could, and it applies to all the members of the panel, please do contribute each one if you can. Where do you draw your inspiration from, if you can share with us, i.e. what books you read, what websites you use, who mentors, who, you know, such something like that, especially when you get to the top where you are right now. How do you go back and, you know, say, I got to move? Where do you draw that inspiration from, please?
All right, I'll go first because I'm in England. Johnny Lennon used to say, the boys would say, where are we going, Johnny? To the toppermost of the poppermost. And I've got that in my cell phone. And they visualized being the world's greatest rock and roll band. They used to say it in 1961. And I think because they visualized it, that's why it happened. And I think if you visualize and believe and feel that you can do your goal, that you can reach it. I wrote down goals 3.5 years ago, and I look at them, and now I got to write new goals because I pretty much achieved everything I wrote down 3.5 years ago. So.
I think, real quick for everybody, I think to be inspired, you have to want to be inspired. I think it's interesting because a lot of us, we wait to be happy or sad based on some kind of external event. Now, granted, external events affect us, but how many of you want to walk around sad all day? But yet we'll let external events affect us in that way. I think that to be inspired, you have to have a bigger picture inside that is drawing you to it, that's compelling you to move forward, that's inspiring you enough that you're going to be able to find inspiration in anything you see and are able to process. Because you're going to start linking everything to where it is you're moving to and extracting ideas and concepts out of it to help you to go further towards that picture that you have inside. I think the greater inspiration comes from within. Don't wait for somebody to stimulate you externally. It can happen, but we tend to lean more to the negative. When somebody says something to us, it gets us down, it makes us sad, it makes us angry, but that's not how we want to feel. So we need to make sure that we take the responsibility up for ourselves to be continuously inspired ourselves, predominantly by that big picture that we're holding in our mind and not waiting for somebody else to come pitch us on the butt or whatever to get us moving or to get us inspired. I think the greater inspiration comes from within, because once you connect with that, you'll be able to see the relevance and the connection that that picture has with other things around you and your environment, and you'll be more able to more easily notice those and gravitate towards those.
I agree totally with Stephen too, because a lot of it does come from within. And also, now that I've been doing my calls and everything, I found, like with Jeff, with emails that you've sent me, and also Graham, etc., a lot of the times when I have conference calls and that, people actually send me things, and I'm thinking, wow, and that gives me really good ideas for the next session. And so the thing is, like everyone was saying, the marketing genius is the people who come to your site and who buy the products, because they tell you what they want. And so the thing is, even though I've got a lot of things inside, sometimes I do get stumped for ideas. But then you'll get Jeff or Graham or Paul or Mark down the back, you know, those guys come up with an idea like we talked about today. And then you think, wow. And suddenly a light bulb comes on, and so now what I'm trying to do is just act upon it straight away while it's hot. So while you've got something really good, and let other people help you as well, but as long as it's really positive input that'll help everyone.
You know, I think business in itself is competitive. You know, we were joking around up here about how I whooped Steven and Kurt big time, right? Chris says it's subject to verification, but we know the results. But anyway, it's friendly competition, and you know, we're joking and all, but it is. There's a competitive part, I think, of all of us at some level, where we feel we need to compete. To me, it's game. It's a game. Money itself is just a way to tally up how well I'm doing in this game of business. That's my scorecard. It's not what I want to do, because what I want to do with the money is totally irrelevant. It's irrelevant to you. It's important to me, meaning that, you know, there's bigger goals. You know, A.L. Williams said this. He says that in order to succeed, you have to have a crusade, your own personal crusade. You have something that's bigger than you that's going to drive what it is that you do. It's not enough to say, I want a new car, because that's a pretty materialistic thing. But, you know, it's a nice thing. It's a nice thing to have. You may want a new car. You may want a new house. You may want all this other stuff. But there's got to be something bigger than that. That's not it, because that's not really what you're looking to do. 9 times out of 10, I will talk to someone, and it's not that they want to make money for themselves. It's not that they want to be inspired for themselves. It's because they want to do something for somebody else or a group of other people. You know, I was talking with a group of people here. You know, I have this vision. What I want to do in the next year or two is to create a program where I tell seminars maybe 3-4 times a year, right, with, let's say, all the people on the stage here and other people like that, where what we do is we do a teleseminar and we give all the money away. You know, we raise $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 or $100,000 or more. And what we do is we give it away. Now, to a very specific cause. For example, I believe that all kids should have access to computers. And so one of the ideas I have is called PCs for Schools, where we fund a whole school for their computer needs. I mean, computers have done a lot for me. I know it's done a lot for many people on the stage up here as well, and that's to fund that. So there's a much, much bigger picture as far as what you want to do. I mean, what you read, what's how you interact, and the people that you interact with will affect how inspired you are, in my opinion. But again, I totally agree with what Stephen said, is that you have to want to be inspired in order for that to happen.
Good stuff. Okay, next one right back here.
Hi guys, just quick, I have to say I would love to have that problem where I have too many people ringing me after I've made a million.
I've written it down because I wanted it to be specific. Out of you guys, what would you say are the top five websites that you have used that have contributed the most to your continued success?
Autopilotriches.com. WorldInternetSummit.com. Go ahead.
It's really easy. Google, Yahoo, MSN. I mean, because those are the tools I mean, it sounds kind of a joke, but, you know, those I use those the most. I mean, I use that for all the research. I mean, I'm on Google probably, I don't know how many times a day. You know, it's my homepage. You know, everything starts from there and stems from there. I mean, it's the best research tool that there is out there. Any search engine is. I mean, maybe some of the other guys, maybe they hang out at some other site.
David Kavanagh hangs out some sites that...
I'd second what Armin says. There's another site out there that takes Google to the next level in terms of the kind of information it gives you. Not going to go into it. It's a pretty complex thing. But basically go to googspy.com. Googspy. What if you know the name of a competitor and you want to find out how many Google AdWords campaigns they have? It'll do things like that. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay, next question. Right back here.
Hello. I just wanted to ask the panel, if we've all followed your advice and we have a wonderful sales page, which we're now happy with, it's all polished, a great website, buzzing along, doing just what we wanted to do, outside of JVs and pay-per-clicks and AdSense, what would you do if you had just one thing to do to drive traffic to that site which you were now happy with?
Start an affiliate program. I mean, that's the best thing you can do. It's the best thing I ever did in my life, was to have an affiliate program. When you have people, other people all around the world, thousands upon thousands of people all over the world, driving traffic to your site that you don't have to do anything for. To me, I refer to it as free money, because I didn't have to do a thing to make that happen. They're spending their money advertising my products on Google. They're advertising my products on Overture. They're advertising my products all over the place. And I'm not spending any money on that whatsoever. An affiliate program is the most powerful thing. An affiliate program will build your list on the other side 10 times, 100 times faster than you could ever do it yourself. Because remember, if you do a name capture page on the front of your website and you're grabbing a name and email just before they see your sales letter, remember, all your affiliates are sending people to what? Your name capture page. So your affiliates are helping you build your list, because if someone does buy it, again, they're still getting the credit. So an affiliate program is definitely the best thing that you can do once you're happy with everything. Even when you're not happy with anything, you should have an affiliate program right from the start.
Yeah. What's your website about, your e-book about? Is it a website?
I have an e-book. I don't have an e-book. I sell medical bracelets. I sell physical products.
Okay, cool. So can you find out who buys these things?
Anyone from teenagers to...
They have a specific problem, like arthritis or something?
Arthritis, okay. Diabetes, Alzheimer's. Okay.
If you do some research about the different kinds of news groups that are out there that, you know, these people subscribe to, and also there might be some online magazines or information sheets that go out on a regular basis, you could submit some, you know, interesting articles to them. Think about doing has anyone had any spectacular success? You could do a press release to the the medical journals and things. You can research all that quite easily online. Find out who the features editors are of the lifestyle sections of the big newspapers and the magazines, and do a press release to them with the success stories of people who've used the bracelets. And just, you know, make sure you put your website address and everything, because there's nothing worse than when you get a load of PR and you've forgotten to put your website address in.
Yeah, thank you.
If you can get on any kind of interview, teleseminar interview, morning shows in America, I assume there's morning show radio here, if you've got an interesting topic, the deal is you can interview me, send them the questions to interview you if it's an interesting topic, especially controversial, and the trade-off is let me say my website. 7 years ago, when the internet was pretty new, I was involved with a radio station. I could call the guy on the hotline, on the DJ on the hotline, to say something, and I could watch my front page counter go, you know, 1,000 every 2 minutes. So that, you know, radio can, television can drive traffic. And the simplest, dumbest thing in the world, print it everywhere. I have to fight with clients. I had one client who didn't put it on his truck, another client who did put it on his truck. The other guy says, I don't get any traffic to my website. The other guy says, yeah, I get all my business because people see my website driving around town on my truck. So print it everywhere.
Write an e-book and approach Tom Hua and see if he wants to actually let his licensee sell it for you and get it around the world quick, quick, quick.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, next question. Over here. And we are kind of moving, you know, 4 minutes, and I'm cutting it off because we only got a couple more questions left.
Armand and Brett, you kind of answered the question, really, but setting up an affiliate program is fairly obvious. What do you do to make affiliates want to promote the program? It's easy when you're Armand Morin and Brett McFall, but if you're Fred Smith, it's nobody knows you. How do you get started?
Well, we've already talked about getting traffic to your website. One little technique I used, which really increased my how many affiliates have joined my program, was instead of saying a little link saying affiliate program, I changed that to say, click here to find out how to promote this product and earn 50%. And that little statement captured the whole reason for joining the program. Click here if you want to promote this product and earn 50%.
And what you find as well, excuse me, too much karaoke. What you find as well is a lot of affiliates are lazy. So how many tools do you give the affiliates? Do you have an email series prepared for them that they can use straight away? Do you have banner ads? Do you have any other kind of PR, press, release, advertising, anything? Do you have a web page ready for that affiliate to link to straight off? Because most affiliates actually don't do anything beyond signing up. And then do you have your affiliates built into an autoresponder series to remind them every week that your program is there? So, you know, you've got to... getting an affiliate to sign up is like planting a seed. You still have to nurture the seed so it grows into a tree. And that's exactly how affiliates are. Most affiliates will not do anything unless you continually feed them and nurture them and help them grow.
For me, I use very few affiliates, and I actually hand choose my affiliates as opposed to the other way. So I work more on a super affiliate strategy, and I go to them and strike up a deal that's suitable between them and I. And then I can, I am able to personally manage the process, so I get excellent results out of my very hungry, very happy affiliates.
You know, I wouldn't say that affiliates are lazy. Brett said affiliates are lazy. And I wouldn't say that they're lazy. What I say is that they promote more than one program. And it's like you're the flavor of the month in many cases. You know, I have 17,000 affiliates. It's pretty good. Now, how many checks do I send out a month? About 500. Now, is that pretty good? Well, considering most numbers, that's actually an excellent number. Now, there's people working my program that make their full-time living from my affiliate program. That's it, but just by selling my products. But you have to, as Alan said, give them every opportunity in order to promote your product. Our affiliate follow-up program, we follow up with them for a full year. It's a full-year training system that was already pre-written that we follow up with them first 10 days in a row, and then we follow up with them every other day, then we follow up with them once a week, then once a month for the rest of the year. And then you have promotions, promotions that you can do. You can actually hold contests. Kurt's given away Rolex watches for his affiliate program. He's, you know, just put up a Rolex watch and said, top affiliate this month's going to win this Rolex. And, you know, he's got a bunch of sales that month because of that program. Give them incentives. Spark some desire to make you stand out. If there are 10 different affiliate programs that they're involved with, then, boom, go ahead and do it. So.
Very good.
Thank you. That was inspirational. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah. Excellent. Next question right here.
Just again, thanks very much, guys, for the weekend. It's been great. We've talked a little. I know it's an internet summit, but we've talked a little bit about direct marketing, and I saw some direct marketers here yesterday, Andrew Reynolds specifically, and I just wondered how direct marketing had helped or affected your business on the internet and how it complemented it, really, if it did.
You just won the book called Mail Order in the Internet Age.
Thank you.
And the reality is, even though it was hard in the beginning to get others to understand that, what we're doing on the internet, everything that you learned, this is a direct marketing conference. That's what we're doing. We're just doing it in electronic medium. It has everything to do, except for, of course, the advantages, because you can't get money back 3 seconds or 3 minutes after you send out a real mail, right? And you can't ship your product at no cost. And you can't send messages. So it's speeded up on the internet, but it is done with all these principles that are direct mail principles, direct response principles.
It really depends on the market, the offline, online thing. One of my friends that lives in Utah that happens to have the same name, Preston Christensen, the distant relation, but he sells stock market trading courses, and I need to tell this to Pierce because it's pretty dang interesting. All he does, his whole business model is this. He runs quarter-page ads in a newspaper called Investor's Business Daily, which is like the Wall Street Journal in the U.S. He runs quarter-page ads every Friday, Saturday. And the quarter-page ad simply points him to a website. And on the website, there's nothing for sale. It's a 20-page website to get them to give him their name, phone number, mailing address, and email. What do you think he does after that? Well, he sends them a direct mail sales letter in the mail. That's it. He does in excess of $500,000 to $1 million a year easily on that. It's just all about setting up a process. He has that process down. Now we're working with him to actually send email to his email list. It's just basically applying step by step by step. You start out, if you can make something profitable on the front end, it's going to be infinitely profitable when you're working all the back end stuff, all the different angles, all the different upsells and things like that. So.
Good one. All right, next question, and we got time for, I think this is definitely the last one.
Our cup is over.
Well, that's perfect. At the end of the conference, we've taught them everything. They don't need to know anything else. Got one here, Jeff.
Hi. Oh, I'm the last one on my feet here. Thanks again, panel, for the long weekend. Now, we've had lots of speakers, okay, and lots of notes not materialized yet. Can you tell me, Ted, where these notes are going to come from?
Tom, can you tell them where these notes are going to come from?
Everything will be uploaded at worldinternetsummit.com/UK2005/speakers.
Now, I want to add a clarification to that.
worldinternetsummit.com/UK2005/speakers. Please allow us to have some time to collect all the materials from the speakers because you know we've been working really intensely for the past few days and they have to have some time to put all this material together for us and upload it to the website. Everything should be there. Thank you.
Yeah. And also along those lines, those notes are the speaker's intellectual property. Number one, of course, you would not have the ability to spread them around, use them, put them in an e-book. Number two, for their own reasons, not every speaker wants to put their notes up there. So do not hear that we said and that every speaker agreed to give you their PowerPoints or notes. Some did, like Stephen. He said, I'm going to give you my PowerPoints. You'll have Stephen's, but just part of it. Yeah, so exactly. Okay, let's give these speakers a whoops.
I should have one more question. I have a question, actually.
Okay.
The question is this. If
down on the floor.
If Jason had 26 sales and Jason was number two, and Kurt, we don't know his number. Kurt is X. Steven is Y. Would you think that X and Y plus 26 is less than 71 still?
That's brilliant. Okay, hey, the speakers have been here for you, have delivered for you. They're about to go off the stage and the co-hosts will wind it up. So let's give them a great big hand. Why don't you give them a standing ovation? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Eddie, I need some volume. When do we get started on our new internet marketing career? In about 5 minutes. Actually, it's a little bit more than five, but at about five, right? Did you notice something that each one of these speakers and experts had called passion? You know, I think that's where most people blow it. Everybody wants more money, right? A lot of people feel plagued by their money problems, right? Well, but what are they doing to solve it? Most people are actually unwilling to do anything to solve it, and that's where the real incredible irony comes in, I tell you. So if you can catch some of that passion yourself, you will indeed have the biggest part of the formula. Napoleon Hill's 13 principles. Number one is desire, which could be called passion. So that's got a lot going for it. And now, Brett, I believe you'd like to do something. Is that correct?
Yes, I might just get you to take that little card down if you can, Ted.
Okay, be glad to. This might be some inspirational thing.
What I wanted to do here, folks, was usually I do some little talk at the end of the day, and I don't know what I talk about, but it's usually something. And this time I thought I'd just get you to focus on the screen for maybe a couple of minutes. And hopefully this really sums up or puts into perspective why you're really here, and hopefully what you've got out of this, and hopefully what you go on to do. So let me just see if I can put this video on for you, and I'll need full audio on the computer there, Eddie, and see what we can do.
going to come and do the competition.
Folks, I wanted to give that to you to get you to focus on your hopefully dream. Do you have a dream? Take another mic here, please.
May it be an evening star, shines down.
Because, you know, when we go outside these doors here, unfortunately, that world outside there isn't as supportive as the one in here, folks. Because outside those doors are dream stealers. People who say, well, that all sounds great, yeah, but I bet you it won't work. What makes you think you can actually earn some money on the internet if you don't know anything about it? How come you can just go away to a weekend for 4 days and suddenly you're this big guru on the internet? Anybody know anyone like that? What about if it's family or friends, people whose opinion you really respect, but whose opinions can really cut you to your heart and stop you in your tracks? And you've made such progress this weekend, would you agree? You've come in here, let's say most of you as newbies, let's say, in an affectionate way, and hopefully you're leaving with your brain expanded in a way that hasn't been expanded before, hopefully. And you've got so much knowledge in your brains now, folks, and you're probably wondering, how am I going to do it? Where am I going to go? You have a program inside your little manual there, a little chapter dedicated right to that. It's a 30-day plan. You know, barring all else, just go and follow that. But the biggest barrier you're going to come up against, folks, is not yourself. It's the people out there who, without realizing it, may actually be able to steal your dream from you. And I want to see if you just make a commitment to yourself. You've invested in this seminar. You've invested money and 4 days of your life to be here. We've given you every single thing we can, and until we walk out of that door, we will keep on answering questions and give you everything we possibly can. We'll even answer emails after the seminar, you know, to try and help you get to where you want to go. But the only thing we can't control is what you're going to do. And will you just commit to yourself that no matter what, I am following through on my dream? Folks, it's been my pleasure to be with you this weekend. It's a lot of planning, as you might imagine, to put these sort of events on, but I think we're getting it now down to a format that is pretty darn good. Pretty educational, it's fun, it's relaxed, and hopefully a fantastic learning environment for you. And this isn't right on, what I'm saying right now isn't the last comments of the weekend. We've got a couple of little more things to tell you. But, you know, we're handing out, you know, some little gifts for you. There's some mouse pads to hopefully remind you about World Internet Summit. Put it beside your computer and hopefully that will give you the inspiration you need. We've got some feedback forms. We'd love to hear your feedback, both good and bad. We want it all. And that's how we try and turn this into the best event in the world for internet marketing. But for me personally, thank you so much. You've been so receptive from day one. I could feel it in the room. You were so ready to get involved. You had a good sense of humour and it makes it such a fantastic weekend. So from me, thank you very much, folks, and I hope to see you all next week. Yeah.
All right, Alan, can we give you the mic?
You had enough? Can you hear me? This is the finished product of 3 months planning. But it's not really 3 months planning because we started planning this last October. So has it been a good weekend? Have we delivered? Have we over-delivered? Are you going to do something when you get home? Is this the greatest internet marketing seminar you've ever seen? Is my voice going quick?
Yes.
It's been good though. Stephen Pierce. Blimey. Would you like to meet that guy down a dark alley? Oh my goodness. But did he deliver cutting edge information? Yes.
Arman Morin. Well, he's only short, but he's a bright guy. What did you think of that quick tip on eBay? For property? Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Is that where you got yours from,
Adam? My what? Yeah, that's where I got my tip from, yeah. I don't do anything original, I just copy. Who does? Nobody does anything original, do they? Nobody does anything original. And that's what you lot are here for this weekend, because you've been given a collection of ideas that are proven to work. And what's really been interesting, you've had 12 speakers, presenters, but each 12 have seemed completely different. You think, well, why is that guy saying do this and that guy saying doing that? Because you're dealing with 12 different characters, you do 12 different things. But basically, the results are the same. Now, in this room, I've got about 125, 150, I'm not sure, different personalities. But you're going to be able to take certain aspects from certain talks and apply it to your own business or your own life. Because if you go home this weekend and don't do anything, you've been ripped off. But you've not been ripped off. You've just failed yourself. You might as well have just given that money away to favourite charity, or just given it to me. It is, you know. So the one thing I want to say is, some of the speakers will say, well, go home, have a bit of a rest, and take it easy. I don't think you should do that. I wouldn't do that. I would go home, and as soon as you get home, I would take one step in the right direction, and then build on that. Because you know what happens on Monday, and you're back at work. And then on Tuesday, something goes wrong at work. On a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you're completely tied up with the same old thing. And by the time next Monday comes, this seminar's kind of fading a little bit into the distance then. So just take some action, do something positive. If it's just one tiny little thing, even opening a PayPal account, signing up for eBay, just take one little step in the right direction, and hopefully next year you could be on this stage presenting with us. So it's been fantastic having everyone. It's been fantastic being in the hotel. It's been fantastic being in the room. It's been great sharing all this information with all these great guys. We've learnt things just through talking to you guys, your guests. We've learnt things from you as well. So I just want to say thanks very much for coming, and hopefully we'll see you all next year. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Since I was a little boy, I had a lot of dreams. Many people have dreams, but sadly, most of them will forget their dreams. I'm sure that most of you have a dream today, but after you leave, will that dream fade away? I'd like to share this with you. It's a very practical. Tell me, do you have someone in your life that you really love to death? Do you love anyone? Interesting, not everyone. Okay, try again. Do you have anyone that loves you? Okay, now you got someone. Okay, that's good. So, take that person that you love, or take that person who loves you. Go to him or go to her, say, honey, if I had 10 times more money than what I had now, what would you like? Okay? Then promise her or promise him, I'm going to get that for you in 2 years. So you put that financial freedom dream in front of you. You can touch it, you can kiss it. Hold it tight and make a promise to the one that you love and achieve one of the dreams in your life. I thank you very, very much for having me here. Thank you.
Ironically, I too want to talk about having a dream. And I'm going to remind you again that in my presentation, I talked about setting goals as the most important thing. And even, you know, why did you have such dramatic success? It came back to goals and visualization. And I shared with you how often I keep those things active in my mind, in my heart, and in my soul. And whenever I took, you know, my $100 bill and, you know, this and this. The fresher, the better. Oh, I wasn't kidding. But ironically, it's not all about money. Money is a tool. Money is the thing that allows you to buy your parents a house, that allows you to send your kids to the school that you might otherwise have heartbreak about if you couldn't. So I hope everybody wrote their goals down. Now, I know also that can be a transformative experience. I've seen several people here at this event who wrote their goals down at the last event and they still have them with them. Now I want to help one lucky person really do something along those lines. If you have your goals written down now on the card that I handed out, I will do a lottery drawing and one of us will win that. And this has been in my pocket since World Internet Summit, Australia, 2005 in Gold Coast this last March. So, be real easy. Now, I'm telling you right up front, if you can't show me your goal card, and I don't want to see what's on it, because that's personal, but if you can't show it to me, you get the winning ticket, it's going to go back in, because it's going to be something, because you're not doing what you need to do to really change your life. Let's see, who should we have here? 719. 719. No 719. 828. 828. Got it, folks? This is real money. You will have to show me your ticket, by the way. 822. 822. Got a winner. Valerie, come on up. You got your goals, got your ticket. Valerie, I wish you the very best of success forever and ever.
Thank you very much.
Okay, a couple of quick announcements. How many of us recognize that it might be a good idea to come back to World Internet Summit 2006? UK, right? Now, how many of us have already got a ticket and you're invited to the World Internet Summit USA 2005? It's unanimous on both counts. Here's what we're going to do for you. Your ticket to the USA, of course, is free, but we got to do planning, right? In other words, we know not everybody will come. What we want is to activate that and to claim that ticket within 30 days, we need to receive receive from you a $100 deposit. Now, what that will mean is that when you show up, first of all, that tells us that these 40 are coming, right? Instead of us thinking, well, we got 125 coming. But when you come at the World Internet Summit, in your welcome package, you will have a check written out to you, signed in $100. So it's not like we're charging anything for it. It's just because it's high stakes when you're playing on this level of how much it costs to rent a game. And that's all we're asking for. Everybody, when they vote with their money, haven't you heard that before? Vote with their pocketbook. They're committed. So that's how we'll do on that one. And you have up to 30 days to get it to us, no problem. If you want to put it down today, certainly you can. I encourage that. Also, if you are interested in attending World Internet Summit UK 2006, which will be approximately this same weekend next year, the price will be probably £997, after we discount it and do it down. You can get in if you want to register anytime within 90 days for £497. So anytime within 90 days. And again, that's real simple. Tom will put up a link and you can do it online and you can send a check in. So any questions on that? Okay. Yes, sir.
You going to send us an autoresponder message to remind?
Yes.
For
both of those points, yes. As well it should. Yes, indeed. Well, on the UK, yes. On the USA, it's not a real sale. It's just a deposit and you'll get your check back. So no. Okay, now let me get... I got the Alanitis here doing the same thing. I can't talk anymore. The reason why I can't talk anymore is I get emotional at this point in time because we have all bonded so much. And I begin to feel like, obviously, like I know you, which I do. We develop deep friendships quickly. We stay in communication. And things like, for instance, Paul and Philly are taking me Tuesday and Thursday. We're going to Avesbury, going to Stonehenge, going to Glastonbury Tor, going to Stratford-upon-Avon, going to go see a play in the Royal Shakespeare Theatre, Midsummer Night's Dream. I got 3 language degrees, 2 of them in English literature. You cannot believe what a profound dream come true that is. And it was a friend here that did it. Now, this is the kind of relationships that we have. I feel that way with all of us. And I begin to feel like a parent, you know. Also, just because I've been up on stage and, you know, being the one more organized in that way. But then I start to think like a parent. And a parent really wants the very best outcome for their children, do they not? They really hope and pray. You know, and when Johnny goes out and starts drinking and driving, it's real fret back home. And see, because what I know, and our World Internet Summit, we've got better percentages, but I know that not everybody's going to go out and do something. And I know that you've got the tools. I hope, at this point, though, you have connected and bonded with us enough that you can do the only thing a parent can do. We've done the training. We've shared with you the absolute best we know how to do. And now, just like that parent, all we can do is sit back and hope that we raised you right, that we did our contribution, but now you're your own person, you're your own adult, you're going to live, make your own decisions, fail, die, go, whatever happens, right? So, truthfully, from the bottom of my heart, I want to tell you, I do wish you the very best, and I do hope that you can really have every dream that you want come true. I assure you, you can if you want it. Here's what's happened. Got a coloring book. And basically, you come in the door, and you are blank pages relating to internet marketing. Of course, now you're no longer that dumb. Now you know what's to do, right? So now you have got designs and drawings, right? Now, over the next several months, years, over your lifetime, who's going to make you rich?
Wow!
You will. I want to see you color your life, or like the song says, color my world with everything you have. You've got the goods. We've tried our darnest to deliver. I guarantee you I did. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to be watching for you. Thank you.
Okay, so we've just got one final thing to do. You see, we want you to tell us who was your favourite speaker. Now, the speakers don't know we're actually doing this. So we can have all the speakers come to the front. And Martin Wales is welcome. All the speakers, speakers.
Speakers.
Please. And Martin shouts, because I'm losing my voice.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up one more time for the World Internet Summit promoters, Tetsuba. Well, we've noticed that there's not enough egos around here. So we're going to give another award. Actually, are you going to help me? Help me. Are you going to help me? Okay. All right. This is Survivor of the Speakers. Okay. we'll try and make this as quick and painless as possible. If you guys could turn around, and we're just going to have a vote of hands for the speaker. Lovely, lovely. You're going to see this on country music television very soon. So if you could, by a show of hands, put up your hand for the speaker who has brought, you know, you the most over the days here that you've started getting involved in using the Internet for your business and your life and the people you love. So whatever that judgment is for you, just hold up your hand and we'll just go through. No, just do your hands because clapping will be like way too much and I'm deaf. Great. Oh, my God. Nobody. No, kidding. It's very quiet. Okay. Nobody again? All right, if we could have our speakers turn around. We'd like to present you with a little something and a small token of our gratitude for you guys sharing with us. Where'd my Vanna White go? Here we go. And we want to congratulate them on their success and wish them much more in their future. Thank you, Mr. Hua. These are lovely little trophies. Let's give them a hand. This is? All right. Man, these things are heavy. This is for putting on top of your million-dollar bills on your desks. Yeah, the balls are detached. Well, the results are in. The stress was horrendous. But Stephen Pierce is the top speaker for the event here in the UK for 2005 for the World Internet Summit.
Well, it's... Well, actually, it's an honor to get this kind of award because it shows that you guys appreciate the content that you were given. And I think the bigger part of this, that's not the bigger part of this. The bigger part of this is what happens after we walk out of these doors. You have to take action. If there's nothing moving, nothing's going to happen. I mean, this is great, and I appreciate all the votes, but let's make a stronger connection and hearing the success stories for those that are going to be working with us and then those that are going to be working with other people. Do everybody proud at the World Internet Summit by applying what it is you learn. You have to apply what it is you're learning here. I mean, again, I totally appreciate this, and I accept this for everybody, including Armin. Of course, you know what? I mean, when it comes to, you know, first, second, and third, there can only be one first, but, you know, all these guys up here are class act, and I know you had to make a vote, so I appreciate it, but I know that you appreciate all the guys and the women that are up here, right? And we appreciate Ted and all the guys for having us, but seriously, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter what it is you know, because most people, the issue is bridging the gap from what you know to doing what you know. And the moment you can bridge that gap and start doing what it is you know, you can start to see the manifestation of your dreams becoming a reality. They no longer have to be locked up in your head and you just suffer the life of pain because you're not realizing them. To experience them and to realize them and to have them in motion and to be able to have that life of fulfillment, however you define that, you know, you have to start taking action. I know it's kind of easier said than done, but remember we talked about, you know, momentum objectives. Do the easy things first. Go through all of your notes. Put them in order. List them. You know, what are the easiest things you can do first to get things in motion so that you can take that action? I mean, if anything, you talk about motivation and being inspired. What is your legacy supposed to look like? You know, do you want to be the person who's like, you know, he had a lot of dreams, but he ain't do nothing? You don't want to be in that category. So I encourage you to take the notes from everybody you got up here, put them in order, and then just do the easy things first. The easy things first. And if you keep on applying everything, as God be my witness, by the time this summit comes around again here in the UK, you will be much further off than where you are today. You don't want to be sitting here next year or not even here, you know, answering the question, are you happy and satisfied with where you are today as opposed to where you were 365 days ago? You know, the power to change that from a no to a yes lies in your hands. Just nothing. We've done what we can do. Now it's up to you. You have to look at the hands at the end of your own wrist and answer the question, what are you going to do now? You have to do it. Make all these guys up here and these gals up here proud. Take action and send back all the reports on the success that you had. Don't disappoint us. We delivered. You have to now take that torch and run with it and apply what it is you've been shared. All this information this entire weekend, you got to take it. You got to run with it. You got to apply it. Right? So who's going to apply what it is they've learned? No. I don't want that. This is not the vote. I want to hear it. Who's going to apply what it is they've learned?
I am.
Who's committed to taking action? If you're committed to taking action, stand on your feet. And I want to hear, I want you to rock this house in celebration because today is the brokenest day of the rest of your life. Celebrate that.
One more thing. I traveled all this way really to thank and congratulate Tez Seba on all his success with Autopilot Riches on behalf of Rob Bell and all the team at One Shopping Cart that drives that.
Good
congratulations
cool.
to Tez Seba. He is one of the top three every month for the past 4 or 5 years now. And our company is built on the success of sharing. So I want to publicly thank you and commend you for all the hard work you've done, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you, but of course, you know, I
and
don't do it alone.
And all these people, all
yeah,
these
all
speakers here.
The
so once again, let's give it up for all the speakers and everything they've done for us.
Seat for a second, folks. So we have a little presentation for someone in the audience. I wonder who that one person might be in the audience that actually deserves something. How about Steiner? Come up here, my friend.
Brad.
And can we have the check? Do we have the check?
Check.
Here it comes. Check. We have something for you, my friend. Because this is the end of the weekend. And, of course, the very...
Paula, come on. Paula, come on.
The part of this weekend which it started at was our internet challenge, of which you won, Steiner. And now, my friend, at the end of this weekend, and your total is $34,886.97.
Yes! Yes!
Hurry up, I can only smile so long.
Okay, now the headline.
Good one.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
Steiner. Well done, Steiner. Well done.
Yeah.
Okay, now. Where did I put that headline? Okay.
Where did I put that, Tom? The headline.
Okay. Now, remember we had a headline contest? I wonder who won. Someone did. Okay, now, will the person please own up who owns this very, very good headline, of which Steiner is going to be very thankful for. Here was the winning headline, folks, of the whole weekend. Learn how to make real profits from your internet business. Secrets from the world's top 12 internet marketers. Come on down.
Marjorie!
Congratulations, Marjorie.
That was a surprise, wasn't it?
Sorry about that.
Well, guess what? Now I have a little... Well, from the ground up. From the ground up.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Now, let me tell you about this one. These are quite special. Remember I gave out some cameras. And it was from a person in New Zealand, Scott Wilson. And he actually sent a little message saying that he wanted to give that on to you guys from the Gold Coast seminar.
Thanks.
Well, he sent something else. And what he did, he went out and bought an MP3 player and he has loaded it with all the teleconferences and all the talks from World Internet Summit USA and World Internet Summit Australia for you. And they are sitting on this MP3 player, and that is his gift to you to hopefully put you, you know, send you on to bigger things in the future.
I'd just like to say a quick thank you to all the speakers and to everyone here who's made this a fantastic event. I didn't find out about this event until Monday afternoon last week. And about 5 o'clock, I opened my email and decided that I might explore it. So it's been quite amazing, really. Far exceeded my expectations and delivered a lot more than I could have expected. So thank you to everybody, and I've met some great people.
Didn't know you could get so much notoriety being a copywriter, did you? Being a good copywriter, yeah. You can.
Right.
Thank you, Marjorie.
We have some thank yous to make. We have had audio-visual all weekend from the little guy up the back called Eddie. Thank you very much, Eddie. We have James Redmond, the one-man band cameraman, whole weekend, all on his own. Thank you very much. We have our volunteers, folks, 6 volunteers. Guys, thank you very much. Top job the whole weekend. Well done. We have Mike McCoy, who's actually recorded this whole seminar for you on audio so that you can download this whole seminar in the next 7 days or so. So thank him, please, too. Thank you, Mike. Okay, this is a message going out to all the guys in the house. Yep, all the guys in the house. Who here, if you're a male, is prepared to stand up and take what World Internet Summit will give you? This has been all about taking action, hasn't it?
Yes, action.
So, come on, get it. Oh, first cup, first serve. I'm not in the
second. Well done, guys. You took action, and some of you won, some of you lost. That's how it goes. Quite symbolic, really. And to all the ladies in the house, who here is prepared to take some action and take what World Internet Summit will give you?
Just like a shopping spree. Man, don't ever get in front of a woman there.
The event's turning very silly, isn't it? Hey, lastly but not least, we have Kate Henderson, who has been the coordinator for this whole event. Made it run like clockwork. Thank you very much, Kate. Well done. Well done. And finally, my mum said to me before I was leaving, she said, you know, you go to these big seminars, and she's very interested in what these seminars are all about, and she said, would you please take a photograph of all your new friends in England? And that's you. So what I'd like to ask you to do, folks, can I get you to make a bit of a group, just around this, see this LCD projector? And you need to all squeeze in, and I'm going to take a photograph for my mum. Yep. Just, you don't come any closer than the front of there, but try and squeeze in. You duck down, need you to squeeze in. Everyone in the house, all speakers, please, as many as we can.
Hey, Kate, can we get the spotlight switched off?
Everyone we can. If you're down the front, I might ask you to kneel down. Guys down the front, I ask you to kneel if you can.
The state lights.
No, Tom, you're okay.
Hey, guys, come on up. You want to get in the photo? Come on. Come on.
There's loads of small people at the back. Can we have everybody down here? I'm going to need... Actually, is there no way we can do this outside? No. Okay. Okay,
if you're down here, can you get you to kneel down the front here? So all the people in the back, that's why, thanks. Kneel down. Good one, I think I can see a whole stack of you. If you can't see, you stick your hand up and wave. Now this time I need you to wave, folks. Wave.
One more. Just one more.
Hi, Mum. Say hi, Mum.
Fantastic.
Thank you, folks. See you all in the USA.
World Internet Summit, UK 2005. Thank you, UK.